Welcome to a brand new Masechta, a brand new tractate, Maseches Beah, which is part of Seder Moed, the part of the section of the Mishnah that discusses the different calendar events. And Maseches Beah also is called Maseches Yantif, and it discusses a lot of the laws that apply to Yantif. So let's do a little bit of an introduction to this Masechta today, and then God willing, tomorrow, or after Shabbos, we'll begin the actual first Mishnah. So if you take a look in the Torah, the Torah speaks about the Yantif, the holiday of Pesach, but it really applies by every holiday. The Torah says, "Bayom Arishon Mikra Kodesh." The first day of the holiday is holy. It's a Yantif. It's a holiday. Or "Bayom Ashvi Mikra Kodesh," and the seventh day also is a holiday. Kol Malacha Lo Yaseh Bahem. You're not allowed to do any malacha. One can't do any creative actions. However, the Torah says different than Shabbos. Achar Sheyachal Lechol Nefesh. Anything that needs to be eaten for the soul, Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. That is permissible to be done on Yantif. So this pasuk teaches us that even though it's prohibited to do malacha, it's prohibited to do creative work on Yantif, just like on Shabbos, but if somebody is doing the work for ochel nefesh, that means for cooking, for food, then it's permitted even on Yantif itself. And the Gemara learns out that it doesn't just apply on Pesach, it applies on other holidays, other Yomim Tovim as well. Now, however, even though it's permitted to cook on Yantif, however, it's not a blanket law that a person is permitted to do everything for cooking on Yantif. There is actually limitations. And the way it works is like this. Any type of malacha, any type of cooking that could be done before Yantif, and there won't be any type of decrease in the quality of the food. So for example, if a person wants to make a kompot or some type of fruit stew, and they serve it cold, if they make it 2 days before Yantif or a day before Yantif and they leave it in the fridge, it's going to taste exactly the same way as if they make it on Yantif and put it in the fridge. So then the halacha is it's prohibited for a person to make that on Yantif, even though they're using that for food. However, let's say a steak, where if you make a steak 2 days before Yantif, that's a mistake. It's just not going to taste very delicious. By the time Yantif comes, it's so much better, fresher. That's permitted to be made on Yantif itself. Now, why is that? Why is it that you cannot cook something or prepare something that could be done as well before Yantif? And that's the rabbinic enactment, the rabbis enacted, that maybe a person will leave all of his cooking for Yantif, and instead of having a beautiful Yantif of rest and rejuvenation and enjoyment, they'll be busy in the kitchen the entire time, and they won't have the proper Simchas Yantif. They won't have the appropriate happiness of Yantif, and therefore they said that it's prohibited to do anything that could be cooked before Yantif. And because of this reason, they didn't prohibit the prohibition of hotza'ah. What's hotza'ah? Hotza'ah means taking, carrying. Usually on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. If you want to carry something from one jurisdiction, from one domain to another domain, a person needs to have an eruv. However, on Yantif, the halacha is that it's permitted. Now, why is that? Because they wanted a person to be able to enjoy Yantif, to take something to his friend's house, to pick it up. And even if it's something that a person could have done before Yantif, nevertheless, they're allowed to do that on Yantif. There are certain parameters of hotza'ah carrying on Yantif as well, but that's a little beyond the scope of this initial discussion. Now, the other malachos, the other prohibited tasks on Shabbos, creative tasks, those are asar. Now, we'll see that even though we permit a person to cook, but that's only the actual cooking itself. Other food prep, such as harvesting or kneading, or grinding, or those type of things which are pre-food prep, those are prohibited on Yantif. However, things that are practical for Yantif, such as baking or kneading, which are all prohibited categories on Malacha on Shabbos, those are permitted to be performed on Yantif. So these are some of the ideas or the concepts that we need to understand. Similarly, we'll see right in the beginning of the Masechta, it discusses the concept or the idea of Muktza. What does Muktza mean? So the Torah teaches us that a person has to prepare on Shabbos, before Yantif, before Shabbos, whatever they need for Shabbos, whatever they need for Yantif. Now, the Pasuk is teaching us that the halacha is that it's only permitted to use things on Yantif that were already there before Yantif. But things that only came on Yantif, that would be prohibited. So we'll see in the first Mishnah, in this Masechta, that it speaks about a beit shenolda b'Yantif, an egg that wasn't there on Erev Yantif, and all of a sudden it's here on Yantif. We'll discuss if that's permitted or prohibited. Maybe that's Muktzah. Similarly, if a person has an animal, and the animal wasn't slaughtered before Yantif, and they decide to slaughter on Yantif, maybe that could be an issue. We'll see that as well. Anyways, it's wonderful to have you along this amazing journey. We only have three Masechtas, three tractates left to finish the entire Seder Moed, the entire order of Moed. And Hashem should give us hatzlacha, Hashem should give us a lot of success as we take this journey through the Yam HaTalmud to the oceans of the Mishnayos. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos.